You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast. You're listening to Old School RuneScape Weekly.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 22 August 2020. I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by my co-hosts, Carl.
Hello.
And Joe.
Hello.
We also have an extra special guest today. Vanilla OSRS. She is a YouTuber who live streams, makes quest guides, progress videos, and tutorials for new players. You can check out her Twitter and YouTube. Thanks for joining us, Vanilla.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on the show.
have you gotten to listen? It's fine if you haven't listened to any of us. I don't like listening. Oh, okay.
I did. I listened to the one with Hanani.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a really good guest. She was pretty fun to have on.
Yeah, it was super interesting.
So I think we can move on into what we've all done this week. Has anybody made any like really cool achievements this week they wanna talk about first?
I finally got my mimic after 31 master clues.
Wait, oh yeah, that's right.
So yeah, I got my music cape now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's like the best fucking cape in the game too. You get to play like a fake guitar, because I sure as hell can't play one in real life.
Lil Kev still has not gotten his. Isn't he like at 55 masters or something?
Yeah, I think
like
he's at like 55. Poor guy.
Oh man.
Is
that it, Carl?
That's
Carl,
the only thing I really accomplished.
So for reference, Vanilla, Carl's maxed. The things that he can accomplish are very limited at this point.
Aw, no, I'm sure he can accomplish heaps of things.
Maybe like 10,000 goblin kills in a day. That's a good accomplishment.
Oh, you could collect burnt fish or something. That's a good accomplishment.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Yeah, I could do that.
You could just like buy a bunch of already cooked fish and then cook them again. You know what I'm saying? So like,
but
just
I don't
like
think,
money sink yourself.
Can he burn fish at 99 cooking?
If it's cooked and you use it again on the range, it'll burn.
Okay. Wow.
I did not know that. Look.
Fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact right there.
All right, guys. I wasn't prepared for that, so I'm going to have to find one while we're doing this.
What did I accomplish this week? Today I got the core from the Grotesque Guardians. So that was a pretty nice drop.
I actually didn't know what that was.
I didn't know what it was when I got it either.
Can you teach us what it is? Because I don't know either.
So you take Bandos boots and you combine it with this core that you get from the Grotesque Guardians, and you get Guardian boots, which just gives defensive bonuses. It doesn't give any like attack bonuses to stats.
Cool.
So they're trash.
Yeah, I immediately sold it. It was worth 3 mil though, so it was a nice three mil.
Nice.
I don't think I did anything else. Oh, I hit 1000 KC on the Apatol agility course.
Oh.
I'm wow. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got the skeleton backpack. The monkey nice. Skeleton backpack. What about cool. You, Vanilla?
Well, my current go-to is like when I sort of can't be bothered going and like doing anything too tricky, I go to Wintertolt. I managed to get 81 fire making. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Ultimate goal is to get the Phoenix pet. It's just so pretty and it would be amazing. So that would be my first pet. So I'm just going to keep trying and hopefully I get it soon.
Did you get
anything cool from there so far? Do you get any like notable drops from Wintertop?
I get a lot of burnt pages, which are worth a reasonable amount, but nothing like amazing.
Damn.
What color are you going to make your Phoenix pet when you get it?
Maybe the purple one to match my hair.
Yeah, it's the purple one's nice. The best.
Yeah, I would agree. The purple is definitely the best.
I actually don't even know the other colors. I've only ever seen like the purple and the standard.
I think there's white.
I think you can make it white and green and stuff like that. But purple is definitely the best one.
You use the fire lighters on them, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you guys have it?
No.
No.
Carl has the most pets.
I have 99 Joe and I don't fire have making pet. On two accounts, and I don't have the pet.
No, don't tell me that.
I'm sorry. So I'm telling you, so now you have a better chance.
Yeah,
of not
she has a better chance out of the out of all of us. You now have the best chance.
Way before
yeah.
then.
I'm trying to be like super optimistic about this.
Yeah, so basically I did it on my hardcore Iron Man and I was just going for the Tome of Fire and that alone took me almost 19 million XP.
Wow.
Same.
And I still didn't get the pet. So but you may get lucky. I'm not lucky with pets if you've listened to any of the past
Oh, I don't actually have a pet apart from like cats. So I'm not very lucky either.
Oh, you're not alone. You are not alone.
No. Joe and I both don't have a pet. Right, you don't have any pets other than the cat, right?
Nope.
No. Okay, yeah, so we both don't have any pets.
Yeah, I think I'm the luckiest player out of the three of us.
Dude, you have so many pets.
I think I have 9 pets.
Whoa. Can I have one?
Yeah, honestly, I could, I would definitely give all of you a pet. Because there are pets that I'd be willing to get rid of.
Oh, hey, Vanilla, do you have any desire to take part in a competition we have going on next week?
What does it entail?
it's whoever gets the most XP in a mining competition. So for a week straight, whoever gets the most XP wins a bond.
Wow.
You would be surprised. Some people go pretty ham in these competitions, and I've never won one.
I don't think I'd win somehow.
Some people,
sounds fun, though.
No, it is a lot of fun. I think the one that I tried the hardest on was the thieving competition that we did a while back. And I remember I would come home from work and I would sit on the couch and like just continuously like click the RD Knight on my phone and for like 6 hours after work and then go to sleep. And then even with me doing that every day, I still was like 6th place.
Wow.
Yeah, we got some sweaty people that watch us.
That's amazing.
I think that's what a lot of people they talk about our podcast, they always talk about like they like how kind of casual we are about things, right? So but we also do kind of bring in some of that audience of people that if they want to, it ain't nothing to like sit down and do like a 13-hour day. So I couldn't do that anymore.
No, yeah. I couldn't do that. I couldn't imagine playing this game like for that many hours straight.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing that either.
Carl. Yeah, Carl.
At least not anymore. Back then I could, but
But the competition is actually sponsored by somebody. Like when I say sponsored, they donated the bond for the competition, so we can keep it going and I don't have to keep spending 5 mil on a bond or however much they cost at the time.
Nice.
His name's Not Owain, donated the bond for this one, so everyone can thank him for sponsoring the competition. This will
Actually,
take place.
It's Owain, but.
Oh, it's Owain? Oh, I've always said Owain in my head.
Well, he got super fucking lucky because he was just like at the GE and someone pretty much just came up to him and gave him a spectral or something?
An arcane's spirit shield.
Yeah,
that
he
was absolutely wild.
So from what I understood, what happened was like the guy was doing a drop party for like even bigger shit. And then he showed up late to the drop party and the guy was like, hey, you can take this, my petty cash.
That's amazing.
Yeah, how much? It was 155 mil. Is that what it was?
Something like that.
Yeah, some ridiculous.
So he donated a bond with the funds. So this competition will take place from 28 August, the midnight, the morning of Eastern Standard Time. So 00:00 Eastern Standard Time. Because I don't want anybody to like start doing it at midnight their time, and then they're like, "What the hell? My XP's not counting." So from that time to 4 September 00:00 Eastern Standard Time. And then in the description, there'll also be a poll for the next competition which will have the options for Slayer, fire making. It'll fire farming again. I'm bringing back all the other skills that we previously did, so I guarantee Slayer's going to win the poll, but we'll see.
Slayer bad.
I almost feel like I shouldn't even vote for a skill.
I'm
not allowed to.
Oh, I always vote. Last one I voted total skill because I think that would be pretty cool to see what everybody does.
Ooh.
Because I think that would involve a lot of like theory crafting, like picking a really fast skill. Like, is somebody gonna go really ham with fletching darts, or you know, like what is everybody gonna do?
Yeah,
I'm sure someone will find out.
Someone's gonna find something.
A sweaty way to get it done.
I reckon they'll all do rune crafting.
The fastest skill. I'm actually runecrafting right now.
Hey,
I'm doing blood
lava runes.
Runes
aren't bad, but they're very tedious.
I hate lava runes.
Same.
Vanilla, what got you into OSRS?
So when I was a young wee thing in like 2005 or 2006, a whole lot of the boys in my class at primary school, intermediate or something, they played RuneScape. And so I played that for a bit. And then I saw it was trending on the App Store. It must have been last year or the year before. And then I was like, oh, I used to play that. And so I downloaded it on mobile. And that's how I found it again.
Oh, shit.
Nice. That's kind of how we started, I feel. Like, Nick, it was like 2005, around there. And then we would go to the public library and play on their computers there.
Yeah, I found out about it was on the playground from Carl.
Oh, yeah. what was that, like fifth grade?
Yes, that would have been fifth grade. I found out about it on the playground with Carl. I remember him telling me about it, and then I went home and downloaded it. Or not downloaded it, but opened up the...
because it was in the browser at the time.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's so cute. Were you guys neighbors?
We lived near each other, not like necessarily neighbors. We just went to the same elementary school and high school.
Hang on. I mean, like, did you have membership?
Oh, I don't think
I had membership for like, I don't know, 5 years later from that.
This was like way back when like my parents at least were like so sketched out about putting any of their information like in the internet. Because they thought someone was just going to take it. You know what I mean?
I was able to get membership. I want to say it was when I was in the seventh grade. And it was actually like through my dad. My dad didn't have enough knowledge that he should know that he should be sketched out by things. So like I was just sort of like, hey, dad, if I give you $5. Because I think it was like around $5 at the time. It was pretty cheap then.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, dad, if I just give you $5, can I put your credit card information into this website and buy membership? And he was like, okay.
Cool.
It's cool to think about it, that like some people that started paying for membership way back then are still paying $5 a month.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, I think they get grandfathered in.
I did not know that. Should have kept it on my dad's card.
That's awesome.
Oh shit. So what made you start making like YouTube videos about RuneScape?
Because when I was younger I wasn't a member, I had never really tried the hunter skill before. I didn't really know anything about it. And I was trying to figure out like where to start and what to like hunt first. And then I figured out that I should hunt some felded weasels. And then I realized I didn't actually know how you were supposed to hunt felded weasels. And I was like, there must be other people in the same position as me who have no idea how you're supposed to hunt a felded weasel. So I was like, I'll make a guide about how to hunt felded weasels and I'll just see how it goes. And like people were actually watching it and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. So I was like, okay, I'll just keep making like simple guides just to help like beginners and people getting into the game, getting into membership.
That's not a bad idea though. Yeah, that's no, really yeah. Smart.
I watched a lot of your guides. They were like pretty interesting. It was like it was cool to see like a different take on quest guides, like different than Slayer Music and some of the other like more prominent people.
What was your favorite video?
I really liked the one where you went over the Basilisk tasks and also the start to like your main progress videos.
Yeah, I really love doing the progress videos. And I also really enjoy, I have this series, I call it Cute and Cool. Mm-hmm. And I go around places in RuneScape that I think are like either really cute or really cool. Yeah, like once I did one about like the churches in old school RuneScape, and I just went around like churches and gave like a tour.
What's your favorite place in RuneScape right now? Looking place.
There are two, and I actually don't know how. Oh, one's called Cosmic Entity Plane.
Ooh.
Wait, where is he? I actually don't know where that is.
It's like you can only get there through the fairy ring system. It might be part of Fairy Tale Part 2, but I'm not 100%.
I remember this place.
It's got like colorful globes and glowing things and rainbow colored stuff everywhere. And then there's also this place I can't remember the name of that you can only get to through the fairy ring system, and it's got like a lake, and I think it's got a waterfall, and I'm just having a complete mind
blank. It's where the tree spirit is.
The Enchanted Valley?
Yeah, the Enchanted Valley, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's super nice. So those are probably my two favorite, like, cute, pretty places.
What about you guys? What are your guys' favorite places? Now I'm curious, because I actually have to think about like what my favorite looking place is.
Really like aesthetically wise, just because it's my favorite skill, but I love the woodcutting guild. Just like having all the different trees and like in one area, and then you have like the redwood trees that are like humongous.
I think that was designed really well.
Yeah. Hmm.
I think I like the whole Hesidius area. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
It's really nice.
All right. I have an interesting and unique one.
Okay.
So have you guys ever been to the Killer Watt Plane?
Yep.
No,
wow,
I have not been
interesting.
There.
Yeah. So there are these things called Killer Watts that are literally just a ball of electrical energy.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's like a Slayer monster that you can
fight. That's like the worst Slayer test.
Yeah,
ever
they're
get.
Not fun to fight, but I think it's a cool looking area.
Oh, and Pryftinus. I really like Pryftinus.
Yeah, Pryftinus is really nice. Yeah.
I can't wait to get in there. I still haven't completed Song of the Elves.
Have you done the... What
too.
Are the... good, is it Morning's End? Is that the quest? Or I can't remember.
Morning's End 1 and 2.
Yeah, have you done either one of those yet, or?
Yeah, I have guides, like quest guides, up until Morning's End Part 1, and then I got distracted and haven't done the rest.
Well,
That sounds like Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like, I don't know, I can't ever get anything done in this game because I'm like thinking about what I'm going to do after I'm done doing what I'm currently doing. So I'm actually 100 level away from being able to do Song of the Elves, but I guarantee I won't do Song of the Elves for like another 2 months.
I guess I always like asking this, and I'm sure everybody knows like what my goals are, but like what's everybody's like big goal that they're working to in the game right now? Like obviously we all have like small goals that we'll probably get in like a month or two, but like what's like your long-term, like maybe like 6 months out, a year out goal?
Mine's gonna be quest cape. I'm almost there. I got one hard quest left in it, Song of the Elves.
How many quest points away are you?
I don't even know what the max quest point is.
It is 277.
I'm at 246 right now.
Okay. Yeah, you're not that far off.
I have Dragon Slayer 2 and all that shit done, so.
Yeah, I think Dragon Slayer 2 is the hardest quest I've ever done.
Yeah.
What about you, Vanilla?
So for me, I'd probably just like to get my first 99 because I don't actually have any 99s.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, first 99 is always the best.
For that fire making pet, you're going to get 99 fire making probably.
Yeah, probably.
So that's the first 99 you want to get is fire making?
I think so. Unless I got the pet before I got to 99. In that case, I'd probably give up and do a different skill.
Well, then I hope you get the pet first, or I hope you get the pet in general. I think it's pretty demoralizing when you get 99 in a skill and then you don't get the pet.
Yeah, it must be. Like, I don't know that feeling yet, but I'm sure it must be awful.
Yeah, I did. I remember, like, the whole point of going for 99 agility for me was getting the pet. And I'm actually at 14 million XP now, and I still don't have the pet. So
no,
it's painful.
I hit 15 million farming XP during the competition that we have going on right now, and I don't have the pet, so I kind of gave up on it. As soon as I hit 15 million, I was like, all right, now I'm just wasting money.
Aww.
You'll get it eventually. You're gonna get it from like an herb patch. Just watch.
I've been thinking. Can you get it from like raking?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
Because if you can, I just... Because the very first elite clue I ever got was during a quest. I, like, accidentally cut a tree. And then, like, it gave me an elite clue.
Whoa.
What are the odds of that?
No, yeah, it was super random. Like, I was like, trying to look for something, and I was, like, lagging a little bit. And then I just accidentally clicked a tree, and I happened to have an axe in my inventory, and my guy cut it, and then I had a elite clue.
Hmm.
Cool.
I think we can. I think you'll actually be able to talk a lot about this. The I hope I'm pronouncing it right. The poor sign of interest. Poor sign of interest. Does somebody here know the actual pronunciation of it?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a pig.
It's the Pigman quest.
The Pigman.
Yeah, Pigman quest.
At first I thought it said porcupine, and I was like, hang on, that's not porcupine.
But this is a new quest coming out. So are you going to try to hop on and do a quest guide right away for this one?
Yeah, I think I probably will. It's always good to get in early. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it sounds kind of nice, like when you read the description, like it says that, you know, Falador farm, cabbages, cows, even a sleepy sheepdog, peaceful place, like, you know, that all sounds like me, totally on brand. So yeah, I'll totally make a quest guide on that. But like, is it confirmed?
No, so this is the poll for it, but I don't see it not passing, if that makes sense.
I mean, I voted yes on it in the poll, so
yeah,
it sounds really good.
No, mm-hmm. I think it'll be really good for new players. I guess this is the sad part of not having the live results of like, so that I could see like, oh, okay, it probably is going to pass whenever I like vote for something.
Yeah, and then they changed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, has it always been that them adding another Slayer Master called Spria?
Yeah,
that always something that was in there. Okay.
Yeah, I think they might have like changed some of the details about it. I can't remember what details they changed, but yeah, Spria, a low level Slayer Master, is going to be in Draenor Village now, which makes a whole lot of sense. I remember when I was on my Iron Man and trying to like go to Berthorpe for each task, I was like getting mad.
I mean, can you imagine? There's no way that's gonna pass, man. You remember the last time they tried to change Draenor?
Wait, do you really think that won't pass?
They put that dock there, and everyone had an absolute conniption.
Right. Wait, yeah. I'm so confused. Wait, what happened?
You remember the boat that you could take to Corrent?
Yeah, Veos.
Yeah,
the guy takes you to Corrent.
Yeah. At first, that dock that is over in like Port Sarum, was over in Draenor, like south of the bank. And it was there for like a couple of days, and then everyone bitched and moaned, so they like just took it away and moved it over.
No, I I really hope it passes, because I think Slayer is super annoying having to go to Berthorpe in the beginning. Like, it's something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's like something that's out of the way too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this would be really nice for leagues too.
True.
Having
that's
early...
probably what they're trying to get it in there before it comes out.
I see what they're doing here.
But so you guys are you guys, is everybody here? Yes, for both the Slayer Master and the
quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for both.
Yeah, totally both.
I'm not going to say no to 1,000 free Slayer XP. So.
What about the 30 Slayer points? That's pretty
I already have those points spent. All right. I already know what I'm buying with my 30 Slayer points.
Yes, I'm canceling another task to try to get the Kraken or the Abyssal Demons task.
There you go.
Do you know what's funny is the Slayer XP that you get from this quest is less than one kill of Grotesque Guardians.
Yeah, don't you get like 1300 or something?
Yeah, it's 1451 is the XP drops that I've been seeing. Yeah, super nice. Yeah. I totally want this added. Anything for like new players, I want added. I want more like new players playing the game.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So I think it's good, like, because it makes it approachable for new players as well. Like, it's not too hard. It's just like a good approach thing for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And doesn't this explain what Slayer is to them as well?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it'll do that too, because it also has you going and talking to what will become your Slayer Master.
Okay.
And I guess this like kind of goes into my I feel like there should I feel like for new players they should do like a task system like how Leagues does, you know, like just give like mini quests for.
Don't they have that?
Well, they have like. Do they have that? I actually don't know. I haven't made an account.
It's that when you make a new account, if you go to your quest tab and you have those three little like stars, the green, red, and purple one, mm-hmm. for brand new players, they have like an orange star. And if they do certain tasks, they get like gear and stuff. They'll get like steel. Was it like a steel plate body or something?
Really?
Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
I want to say I remember when they were talking about adding that magic carpet from Lumber Ridge.
They should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
But all the sweats got mad.
I think this was like part of it. I think this was like the same update that passed.
Hmm. Yeah, I had not known about that. That's pretty cool.
No, yeah. I like anything that's like useful to new players, because like. I mean, obviously, like, the later grinds in RuneScape don't get any easier, but, like, as soon as you start the game, you're like, all right, I gotta do 30 hours of, like, something dumb and monotonous. Like, you're not gonna wanna play the game.
Trees for 10 days straight.
Yeah, like, as soon as you start out RuneScape, you have to do dumb things. Like, you're not gonna wanna go later and do more dumb things. Like, I think whenever you start out, it should just be, like, it should be nice, and then maybe you see something that you want and you're like, oh, okay, I have to go do dumb things to get the thing that I want.
Yeah.
I think, so are, Vanilla, are you interested at all in doing leagues?
Leagues this year? To be honest, I haven't really thought about it. Just because, like, it is quite time consuming, I think, to do well at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be cool, but for me, it's just time, because, you know, work and life just it gets like priority, I guess, over leagues. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, if I had time, I'd totally be up for it.
No, I'm really excited for it. I think last year I was like taking a break from the game around when Leagues 2 came out, or Leagues 1 came out, and I didn't play it at all, or I played it, but maybe I played like 2 hours of it, nothing special. But I'm super excited for this one, just because I started watching YouTubers and like their videos and stuff, and from when they did Leagues 1, and it looked like a lot of fun, so I'm like, okay, I don't want to miss out on it this year.
It does look like really, really fun. Like, you know, it's so fast-paced.
Exactly, like all, unlocking stuff really quickly, and I like the unlocking certain areas and stuff.
It'd be like quite rewarding, like getting boosted XP and like, you know, all seeing all the levels go up and like, you know.
No, I remember in the like hour or 2 hours that I played of the first leagues, I got like 40 thieving or something stupid like that. And I was like, man, just like being able to level that quickly is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't play leagues at all. I don't know. I take like long breaks from RuneScape, and that was during one of my long breaks.
Same. Yeah, I say like every like 6 to 9 months, I probably take like 3 months off of playing the game. Yeah.
So, but I'll definitely try this next one out. I'm curious to see like what all the other stuff they're adding to it is going to be.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do, if I'm going to play it on my main or if I'm going to play it on a second account. I kind of want to play it on a second account so that I can be like fishing or something on my main.
I thought so about doing that.
Sweaty, so you can get all sweaty.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought about doing that, but like for a long time, I was trying to do two accounts at the same time, and it like ruins it for you, kind of. Like I know for me, it like burns me out, and then I get kind of bored of playing both, and then I feel like I wasted membership on the other one because I stopped playing it. And then there's just so many factors. I don't know. Maybe it's different for you, but that's how it is for me.
I'm really afraid to play it because I don't want to like fall behind in my main. Like I really want the Achievement Diaries cape. I've been like working towards it for a year, and I feel like just like taking 2 months of that, like setting myself like 2 months behind to do something else. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that.
That's understandable.
And plus, like I need to get 91 fishing, which is gonna take forever. And I feel like I could like do some super.
You can do that
AFK.
Passively while doing leagues.
Yeah. Just like passively fish the whole way through and get that obstacle knocked out while I'm having fun in leagues too. I actually read. So whenever I was like doing research in the leagues too, I don't know if any of y'all know this, but last year apparently they paid like YouTubers to like try out leagues that not RuneScape players at all. Like they just
like random players.
Yeah, like random players to play leagues, but apparently it was a complete disaster because these people didn't know how to play RuneScape, and it's not like they taught them like what to do. So imagine you've never played RuneScape before and you're thrown in like in as an Iron Man into a special game mode, and so they were like walking around not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
That sounds stupid as hell, actually.
Yeah, so like all the videos,
sounds funny,
you know,
I'd watch that.
All the videos like promoting it, I started like watching some of the YouTubers that they paid, but like all the videos of them, like these are paid promotions, like this is supposed to get people to want to play the game. They're walking around and they're like, oh wow, this looks cool, and like not doing it, like not doing any of the content, just like walking around.
That sounds kind of funny though.
No,
it's definitely
funny to me because it's like it's definitely the fault of Jagex, not of like the players. It's like, why didn't you like, you know, have them play a different mode, like the actual game, or two, you know, maybe this is like an example of like the game is a little overwhelming for people who have never played it before.
They should have had Soulja Boy do it.
That would have been hilarious. Oh man!
Did you? I'm sure you guys, especially Joe, have seen that he played with It's Will.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was
hilarious.
That was so funny. That was like Soulja Boy accidentally showed his account name, and his account got like locked in the middle of the stream
because people were trying to recover it while he's streaming.
Still plays. Apparently, he's got like a $1 bill bank or something like that.
Yeah, because so many people have just donated him.
Why would you ever donate something to Soulja Boy? The guy's got tons of money.
Why does he need they do it for attention.
Yeah, I guess. I would see people like throw up like 5 Tebows in the trade window to him.
Man.
And then like, you know, obviously not trade it, because I mean, who in their right mind would trade that much? But it's funny.
But dude, it's Soulja Boy. You gotta give him 5.
did you guys take a look at the breakdown of leagues 2 at all?
Briefly.
I thought it was pretty cool. I actually, while I was doing the dishes in the house, I was like fishing and listening to the mods talk about it. And there were, I think there were two things that I found really interesting that they brought up. So the first one is they announced what each category of the relics are going to be.
Oh yeah, I remember that. There's like 6 tiers.
Yeah, so
instead of 5 last time, there were 5.
Yeah, so their bigger deal was, yes, this one is going to be 2 months, but there's going to be a lot more end game content in this one, so it's not like they don't think
2 months of gameplay this time.
Yes.
Nice. That's good.
And so the first relic is skilling, which we already know all those. And then the second category is teleportation. Third one, combat. Fourth one, utility. Fifth one, skilling. And then sixth one, combat. So I thought that was pretty, it's pretty cool to like know the categories. And I'm super excited for when they release like all the information and we can like do a show or whatever and just like theory craft like what we're going to do at each like at each part of it.
Yeah, this is going to be huge. Best update of the year.
I want to do like a progress series on like each thing that I'm gonna do, you know, like I like do like a weekly like progress video to where I'm like, oh, this is all the stuff that I did last week.
Yeah, you should do it.
That sounds fun. You should do it.
No, yeah, I've been wanting to do that with my main, like do a progress video, but like it's honestly like super hard, like one, doing stuff that's like entertaining and somebody's like, if all week all I do is RuneCraft and then I do a progress video, I'm like, yeah, guys, I went up 2 RuneCrafting levels and that was
hey, that's
it.
Impressive, all right? It's RuneCrafting. Right? Even just one level would have gotten you an applause.
but then it's like, all right, guys, that's my progress for the week. Goodbye.
Thanks for watching.
I've thought about it, but I don't think that I do enough interesting content. I'm not like a friend going on my hardcore Iron Man trying to get. Did you guys see that he tried to get rank 1 and
the crazy archaeologist?
Yeah, crazy archaeologist, yeah. And Scorpia.
Yeah,
which he actually did. He did get rank 1 in both. Yeah, rank 1 in both of them.
That's impressive.
On his hardcore Iron Man.
Did he get the pet though?
No, he did not get the
pet. He should do a series where he goes until he gets the pet on hardcore.
But I think we can save a lot of the Leagues 2 discussion for when it's actually going to be announced. Because right now, like, I can theorycraft and I can say, like, I think I'm going to go with this relic. But, like,
there's going to be a lot of changes, though.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes. Like, I don't know what the teleportation relics are or, like, what locations you unlock at what point. But I'm definitely unlocking the wilderness as quickly as I can. Like, I want to go in there. I don't think people are going to kill that much. Or, like,
hey,
if somebody...
safe death, though, so...
Yeah, exactly. It's a safe death, which makes me, like... I am worried about bossing. Like, how they're going to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like overcrowding at bossing, because I mean like
combat and stuff.
Exactly, like am I going to be crashed every 5 seconds?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
And then the golden gnomes have come out, so for those of you that don't know, golden gnomes are like an annual awards that they do, and OSRS has their own different categories, and you can vote for your favorite creators. And in this case, I think everybody should vote for Vanilla.
Yay! that would be like so awesome. I would totally appreciate your support, guys.
Yes, everybody, you know, vote for Vanilla.
What would be insane too is I'm pretty sure, like, even if you're nominated, they like put your name up there, and that will kind of get some like traffic to you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when everybody watches it. So,
yeah, I would honestly be so happy if I was nominated. Like that would be amazing.
It's funny because actually, like if you win, they legitimately send you like a golden gnome.
That's cool. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, you get like an actual. It's obviously It's not real gold.
Oh, it's not.
What? That's just lame.
What?
No. It's still pretty cool, though.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, so you actually get like a legit like gold gnome.
That would be amazing. And like, even if I don't like, you know, win a golden gnome, I could just buy one from a garden shop and like paint it gold or something.
Right.
True.
Exactly.
True. You could make your own golden gnome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make it better than they would make it.
Yeah. I could put like, I don't know, jewels on it or something.
There you go.
I didn't. So I actually, as soon as I saw the post came up, I was like, I wonder if they have a category for podcast. Because if they do, I'm going ham with like trying to get us to win. And I was like, nope, no category. So I don't care.
Aww. Yeah. You should suggest one. Like, you should be like to them, you need a podcast category.
Yeah, I'm gonna tweet at Modash every day until the next Golden Gnomes that he needs to.
There would be like what? There'd be like three podcasts that get nominated, maybe. Yeah, like Bank Standing, ours, and then The Wilderness.
I think
that's
Bank Standing
really good odds.
No, it's really good odds, but I think Bank Standing would win no matter what, just because they have Jimmy. If you know who Jimmy is.
No, I have no clue who Jimmy is.
Yeah, Jimmy's pretty
big. Who's that guy?
Jimmy, I think Jimmy's got like 100K subscribers or something. I don't know, but he's a pretty popular. He's in that.
He's pretty funny.
What's that? The Gillenor games. He's in that.
Yeah,
or he was
games.
In it.
Or he was.
Yeah.
RIP Jimmy.
Oh, Jimbo.
No, I don't think that's spoilers at this point. That episode's been out for a little while.
If you haven't, I actually think that's a pretty cool series, the Gillenor games.
Very well done.
I don't know who does it, but it's
Soup.
Oh, okay.
Soup does it. Yeah, he does a good job with that.
So should I go ahead and like do a cosplay for RuneScape? I can like do a red salamander. Like cosplay.
What?
That would be good.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, do that.
Do people... I actually have not seen any OSRs cosplaying. Is that like a underground thing that I don't know anything about?
They do that at RuneFest.
Yeah, but there were no RuneFest this year.
People will show up to RuneFest. Well, yeah, I mean, not this year, but before in the past.
I guess like the only cosplaying that I've seen that's like RuneScape related is like people dressing up as a bot.
That's a pretty good cosplay, to be fair. It doesn't take much effort, and it looks pretty good.
But yeah, they have a ton of different categories, and I think the one everybody should pay attention to is Best Old School RuneScape Video Creator, because then you're going to vote for Vanilla.
So you're going to type in Vanilla OSRS.
When you get to that category. No, and you can put whatever you want for the rest.
Here's the thing. Now you get that golden gnome. Now you gotta cut it into four pieces, right?
Oh my God.
Each of us gets a piece, right?
Maybe I could like send you guys each one from the garden shop, and then I could keep.
I'm down with that. I'll take a garden shop.
Where do we go to vote or like nominate here?
I want to say it's at the link. So if you go to the bottom, I'll post the link to the RuneScape post. At the bottom, it says, how does it work? And then there's a link that says simply head to this link, and the link is highlighted. You click on that, and you can vote.
Okay.
I already voted.
Yeah, so. I'm doing it right now.
Yay!
So do you have like a your own Discord or anything like that for your YouTube channel?
So I have a clan chat in game, and that's probably where the majority of people who want to chat to me go and chat. So if they ever want to chat, they just type in Vanilla Peach in like the clan chat thing, and then I've got a wee chat there, and then we have got a Discord, but it's probably more for people who are regular members of the Old School RuneScape clan chat that we have in game.
Okay. I was gonna say they could you could definitely like plug, you know, your name in those for the golden gnome stuff as well.
Yeah
that's a good idea.
I think we should do a shout out for False Gut. he's the one that requested. I put out a poll to everybody, and I was like, hey, you know, if you could have anybody, you know, doesn't matter who it is, even if it's impractical, if you could have anybody on the show, who would you want? And False Gut was like, Vanilla Peach. And I was like, who's Vanilla Peach? And then I went on YouTube and I was like, oh, Vanilla OSRS. And then that's when I emailed
that's really
you.
Really sweet.
And
thank
then
you
I
for putting me forward.
and then I went into the chat and I typed it up and he was like, what? That you were about to be on the show. So he's pretty excited for this.
Yay. Hi.
Also, I wanted to give a shout out. I've already asked, make sure he was okay with it since it's kind of like a personal thing. But Hamavet in the Discord, him and his wife just had a baby. What was it, like a couple of days ago? So I want to give a shout out to him and congratulations.
Oh yeah, yeah. That. I forget the size of the baby, but yeah, he just had a baby. So he's got other things to worry about outside of RuneScape now.
Now he's got a runecrafting bot that he can, you know, with all the homeschooling that'll be going on in the future. You know,
I plan to pay my kids 5 cents an hour to runecraft for me.
Those are some ballin' wages.
Look, you guys are making all 5 cents. Yeah.
Good times.
I think we can move into the community submissions. I thought there was some pretty interesting Reddit posts this week.
I actually haven't seen this one.
So the first one is, if I can get it, is a poor woman mind your own business. This is a cool little comic that I saw. It was just like, you know, a funny thing. Basically it shows a guy walking up to a drawer as like part of his clue, opening up the drawer, and a woman just happens to be like walking in front of the drawer as he's clicking on it, and he accidentally one shots and kills her.
Whoops.
And my favorite part is at the end, he's like mourning the death of the woman, and there's the 4.5 prayer XP. Then the next one. Oh, I thought this was interesting. That's why I put the like, wait, this is familiar. So I want to say it was like 2 episodes ago. We talked about how the bone sack that you get from Rag and Bone Man 2 should actually carry bones. And then I was just scrolling through Reddit and I was like, yeah, and somebody made a post on the letting players store bones in the bone sack.
Coincidence?
What they need to do is there needs to be a Rag and Bone Man 3, right? That is a grandmaster quest where you have to kill new bosses and and then you do that, you get these rare bones, and then you're able to use the bone sack. That's what they should do.
You have to collect bones from all the wilderness bosses.
Exactly. Yep. You got to complete the Rag and Bone Man saga before you can get that bag.
Ooh, and now every boss on the high scores boss list drops bones now, and you have to collect from every single one.
Mm-hmm.
Including Zuck.
Ooh.
Could you imagine if he drops some bones?
Yeah, he dropped Zuck bones.
And they take up your entire inventory. All 28 squares.
It's just a giant picture of a bone taking up your entire inventory slot. Yep. It's one item covering the entire inventory.
I can see that.
Oh, and your inventory has to be empty when you kill him to get the drop.
Yep.
Otherwise, you don't get it. Shit. You have to drop off your T-bow and everything else to pick it up.
So, what do you guys think? Do you think the bone stack should carry bones?
The bag should carry bones. I don't know. I mean, why not.
I think it's okay because they added the plank sack. Mm-hmm. I think that like passed the vote, the poll.
Yeah. They didn't. They haven't, or at least I didn't see. They didn't post the results for the poll.
Oh, I remember it was on one of the modcasts that they
did. Oh, okay.
All of them passed all the, okay. the polls.
Whoops.
I think that. It sounds really handy. Like, it would be amazing putting some bones in a bone sack.
No, exactly. I actually, the only part of this post that I disagree with is I think that you should only be able to store it while wearing it instead of only storing it when not being worn. I don't know. To me, it like, I don't, maybe it, I feel like it's too powerful for some, like, for some things if you can store it when it's not worn. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong here. It'd be insanely useful at some bosses or monsters.
It should have charges.
Or charges. Like the bone crusher.
And then what you do is you can... I guess that won't work because they do that with the bone crusher. Where you take like the ecto tokens and you're able to like recharge it with ecto tokens or something.
Oh, that's exactly what... They should just move over the bone crusher. Like does to this.
How good do you think it would be at the Chaos Altar if you could put bones in it?
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when you see someone wearing their thing, I mean, I would if I was a PK, I would immediately go clap
together. True.
So he's got twice the amount of loot on him. So.
I guess moving on from that, they need to add Zaya to Trailblazer. So if you actually open up the post, you can see the picture. It's a bridge going straight across the ocean from Piscarilius all the way to the Piscarilius fishing colony all the way to the Piscarilius house.
Piscatoris fishing colony.
Oh, is that actually? Oh, okay. I've always thought that it was that they were like part of the same thing. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But the nerf to it would be that you actually have to walk across the bridge. Like,
that's funny just thinking about that. How long would it take to get to the other side?
It's an agility shortcut. So you click on it and your guy just like...
He just auto-walks
across it. That would be nice. That would be, I would like that change to it. So it's like, all right, guys, I'm going to go eat. I'm walking across the bridge. I'd say if you're walking across it, that's got to be like 10 minutes. Somewhere between 5 to 10 minutes if you're walking across this.
It would be a little bit.
That would be a hell of a walk. Because I'm trying to think how long it takes to walk that normally. That. Yeah.
Wait, you don't have to. There's not going to be any more walkers, though, in the next league. Right.
Yeah. Unless you're taking that bridge.
Oh yeah, I guess you have to walk across that bridge.
Oh, you can either
because you don't want to slip, right?
Yeah, you can either choose to run. You can either choose to run across it or walk across it with the agility shortcut. You get what I'm saying? So, like, if you want to do it AFK, you have to do it that way.
Oh, even better. You can run across, but you have a 90% chance of failing, and it starts you at the beginning.
All right, we can move on to the next one. So this is pretty interesting. I want to know what everybody does here. So how do you get to the bank on the top floor?
I always go south.
Lumbridge Castle.
I've always gone south.
I've always gone south.
You go in through the front door, you go south, and then west.
Yeah, so I always go south.
Yep. Who goes north? Who does that?
Who goes to the top floor, honestly? If you don't just go downstairs to the bear's
No,
bank,
I do that
the
now. Bear. But for the longest time, it's only very recently, like within the past couple months, that I started going to the chest at the bottom floor. I was still going to the top floor. I'm trying to think of like any other weird banks. What's your favorite place to like use as a bank? You get what I'm saying? Like when you're skilling, like let's say you're making potions or you're fletching longbows. Like where do you go or what do you use?
That's a good question.
I use the bank on the little island out in Fossil Island. Because then what I'll do is I'll go underwater and wait for like spores to spawn while I'm fletching. So I can get like my seaweed spores while I'm out there waiting. Anyone else?
Yeah, yeah. Carl, what do you use as your?
I just used either the Prith bank, because it's like, I think that's the closest one to an anvil and a furnace.
Sometimes I use the one, you know, like there's the thieving mini game and you're underneath a pub.
Oh, the Rogue's Den.
Yeah, sometimes I use that one just because it looks kind of cool.
I'm trying to think.
That one is pretty.
I think the one that I use the most is the Farming Guild. The Farming Guild chest that's right there.
Oh, yeah. I actually use that a lot, too, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
There should be a... you should be able to put a bank in your house.
Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
That would be
I think thought about that.
So it's like the next tier of like the servant. You can get that like bringing stuff to you, except you gotta like pay him every time you use the bank. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta like give him.
And you can only unlock that feature at 99 construction.
Right, but it's kind of, it would still be kind of useless because you would have to run to him every time you wanted planks instead of having him teleport directly next to you. So it wouldn't be broken, per se, for training construction, because you'd still be running back and forth. But
yeah,
I think that would be pretty wild, having like a banker in your house that you have to pay. Kind of like the ZMI altar dude, where you got to give him runes every time that you want to use the bank.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I wonder if... you could make it an absurdly high payment that you have to pay each time. And so that
it
was
just doubles every time.
Yeah, it just doubles. it starts out at 2 GP and then it just doubles till you're at like, you're paying one bill to use the banker. I'd actually think it'd be a pretty cool gold sink if you made it like a really high payment each time. But like, I'm trying to think what it would be super useful for. Maybe I'm like super missing something here. Let's say it was a high payment, and like you said, it's like stationary. It's not like the butler. What would you use it for?
I mean, so like if you're bossing, I mean, right now, like as a max player, like you could honestly just teleport to your house and then teleport or to the crafting guild and basically use that bank. So it just kind of takes away that having to teleport to another bank, you know what I mean? To like go back to doing bossing and shit.
I think it could be useful for actually training construction, because I think it would be faster than actually calling the butler to like bring you stuff. You could just open up the bank interface, take out your planks, and then craft or, you know, make your tables or whatever.
Yeah, I think that'd be crazy. They should do it.
No, I agree. They should do it. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. There's probably like something that I'm missing that would just like make it super overpowered.
I mean, construction. I think if it's going to be broken, it needs to have like a high initial cost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, damn.
Everyone's disappearing off.
Yeah, everybody left at the same time. That was interesting. Okay. And then the next one was bring back the level up scroll. So this is essentially the scroll. So if you used to play RS3, there would be a scroll that would pop up in front of your screen that would tell you like all the things that you unlocked instead of that small square telling you some of the things that you unlocked. And it would give you like a description of like what it does or maybe the other things that you need in order to use it.
I actually thought they talked about adding this at some point. I guess I was mistaken.
No, I would like for them to add this. I think this is pretty cool. Carl will never see this screen again.
Wow. Thanks for making me feel left out.
Carl will never know if they add this.
Yep. Definitely won't be the first one to tell you.
No. I think this would be really cool because sometimes... I am like, okay, I just got whatever insert level here. Like, what did I actually earn? And a lot of the times I'm like fighting something or something happens right as I get the level up. So the screen goes away. or the little, like, you know, in the text box.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be really good for newer players as well, like, to learn about what, like, what they can do now that they've got more levels.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to say, like, even in the, on RS3, it when that screen pulls up now, it, like, tells you, like, you now have the smithing level to do this quest or something. Mm-hmm. Which I thought, I don't think they do that in old school.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I think that I thought that was pretty cool because that's one of like the hardest things for me is just trying to figure out what all the requirements for a quest I need. And so I don't know if I'm leveling up and it pops up and I see, oh, well, you now have the smithing level to do this, I might be more interested in going and doing that quest.
It would probably keep people more interested in the game as well. Like, sometimes it's easy because the game is so broad to, like, not know what to do next. But, like, if this thing was popping up and, like, telling you what you can do next, it's like, oh, I should do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
No. Anything. I probably said it, like, 5 times this episode.
Yeah, anything tailored for newer players is a good idea usually.
Yeah. I think it would be really hard for me to not be on board with something for new people. I think we can move on into the Discord questions, which it's sad everybody left because normally I'm like, hey, if you guys got a question, you can ask it here now. But luckily we did get a few questions from people just over time in the questions channel. So the first one was from Gabby, who said, okay, so like how much do you guys know about the lore of the game or care? Like, I feel like we're all so obsessed with numbers and efficiency and not as much involved with the fantasy, explorative, immersive elements like when we were kids. Like, there are still role-playing worlds. Does anyone even use them? LOL. Also, stay cute, boys. Love, Gabby. I've actually been to the role-playing servers, and sometimes I go to the role-playing servers, and I'm like, I'm really curious to see, because in other MMOs, a lot of, like, the role-playing servers are actually taken very seriously, but whenever I went to the role-playing servers in OSRs, they're not taken very seriously. Like, nobody looks at the role-playing as, like, I'm going to role-play as, like, my actual character. I've never actually seen role-playing.
I mean, that obviously, like, that's kind of where the nostalgia comes from. Back in the day, that was kind of what everyone did, right? like instead of actually training and doing all the efficient shit, you were just kind of messing around with your friends online. Yep. Which was kind of one of the big draws of it in just a way. You were kind of role-playing game. But, like, lore-wise, I actually love, like, hearing the stories behind things. That's pretty much, that's, like, one of the ways I actually play RuneScape is where, like, you know, I'm playing with a YouTube, like, screen open up on the side, and I'm just, like, watching YouTube videos on, like, informative shit, either about the game I'm playing or just anything else. So, all that, like, lore-type stuff, even with, like, World of Warcraft, stuff like that, is really interesting, and it kind of makes me a little more connected to the game when you kind of invest in that stuff.
Yeah, that's something I wish I did more of when I was questing, but I kind of missed out on that. I can always go back to my Iron Man though at any point and do some more quests.
Right.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know any of the lore of this game.
Yeah.
And I have a
you
quest.
You wouldn't be the only one.
I don't know the story of RuneScape at all. I don't know the, like, I think the only thing that I know is what's the Ceridoman God Wars dungeon boss? Commander Zilyana. Yeah, yeah. Commander Zilyana is a commander for Ceridoman. That's about everything that I know lore wise.
Yeah, but what about General Garage Door?
I'm assuming General Garage Door is a general for Bandos.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
And then you got Krill Tsutsaroth.
Is he like a demon of Zamorak or something?
Yeah, that's. I think that's like the Zami God Wars boss, like leader or whatever. And then Kriara is the Armadillion.
But like, what are these? What are these gods? If there's multiple gods, like why are you picking one? I don't know. I don't know anything about the game. I'm like, why are you picking one god over the other? They're all gods.
Yeah, it's because Guthix is green, and green's a good color.
There's no wait. Isn't there? I can't argue with you there. Isn't there no Guthix?
No, so Guthix is like the life god, isn't he?
No, yeah, I guess so. But that's where Fist of Guthix comes in.
What about Ancient? Is that like a god or something?
It's like a Zaros.
Yeah, Zaros.
Yeah. Why doesn't he have a God Wars dungeon boss?
Because I haven't come out with that quest yet.
Well, they should add those two so that they could make the Guthix and Ancient Dehyde worth more.
That's part of the God Wars dungeon expansion.
Are there any other gods? I'm trying to think.
I don't think so. Maybe. I think that's all of them.
Oh, you got Ash.
Oh, yeah. God Ash.
Yeah, Mod Ash. Yeah, Mod Ash. Yeah.
Oh, true.
And then...
Yeah, I forgot about Mod Ash.
Then Riley asked, when are you releasing your neck beard for the 24-hour stream? So, for those of you who don't know, I said that I would be doing a 24-hour stream. And now it's all about just picking when I'm going to actually do it.
Well, when are you going
to
do it?
I'm trying to like look at my work schedule and be like, I want to have a full day of recovery the following day. So obviously I want to do it on like a weekend.
It's a good idea.
But I also want to have like, you know, a good amount of sleep the day before. So it'll probably be early September. I'll pick a date, but my plan is, whenever I pick a date, I want to pick a schedule that I'll stick by of like what I'm going to be doing each hour. So like if I'm fucking fishing and watching YouTube videos while I'm streaming and you're like, I don't want to watch him do that, then you don't have to watch me do that. But if I am, doing mass bandos or something like that, or maybe we'll do some raids or something, and you're like, oh, I want to watch that, or I want to participate in that, you know, everybody can like join in at that time. So I'll create a schedule. Nice. And then, you know, we can do like community content and stuff, and like do a bond giveaway or something. I don't know, something interesting. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun 24 hours. Some of it will be. But like, I'm not gonna be doing mass bandos for 24 hours.
It'll be fun up till the 18 hour mark when you get tired.
Yeah, exactly.
I just hit 70, Hunter.
Oh, nice. Are you gonna do black salamanders?
I'm never training Hunter again. What do you mean?
I hated doing black salamanders to 80, and I actually, it's been a year since I hit 80 Hunter, and I haven't gotten a 1 XP since then.
Jeez.
I have no desire to
train. Do you not do birdhouses?
Nope. I have no idea. Well, I know what birdhouses are. I have no idea where to even begin training birdhouses.
I have a guide.
Oh, the plug. Yeah, I'll check it out. I don't even know where to begin with birdhouses. I don't know what they do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
They're amazing. I highly recommend them. They're such easy hunter experience. You get bird nest and you get like seeds and like rings and stuff.
Can I get a pet out of it? Is there like the possibility of a pet out of this?
I don't know.
So. Yeah, I don't think so. That'd be cool. Pretty cool if you could.
But what you can do, mm-hmm, is while you do your bird nest runs, at the end of it you bank on that little island bank, and then you go do a seaweed run, and seaweed has a decent chance of getting the farming pet.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what seaweed was until like last episode either.
Yep. Seaweed actually
has a pretty
decent...
Yes, I have had sushi.
Yeah, there's seaweed in that.
Thank you,
Carl. Wow, dude, did you know that?
Yeah, before last episode, I didn't know what seaweed was IRL. You got me, Carl.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't specify, so I just assumed.
Imagine living on the coast your whole life and not knowing what seaweed was.
Well, you know what? Speaking of the seaweed, I actually think that the Fossil Island has a lot of like cool unexplored like skilling methods that like I didn't even know existed, or like I knew but didn't know how practical they were, like volcanic mining, right?
Yeah,
volcanic mining, and then the drift nets, drift net fishing, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, you can get like manta rays and stuff doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
there's some wood cutting method there, like the mushroom tree or whatever.
Yeah, I tried figuring that out. I remember I was like, oh, this is like the fastest non tick manipulation woodcutting XP. And then like I tried it out for like an hour, and I was like, no wonder this is the fastest. This method is just as bad as doing tick manipulation. Or, you know, maybe I wasn't doing it correctly, but it seemed really annoying and unfun to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just choking on a piece of celery.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no, like, I had to mute the mic. I was like eating celery, and like a piece of the stringy part of the celery got stuck in my throat. So I didn't want y'all thinking I had COVID or anything.
AJ can't eat mozzarella sticks for the same reason, because they're too stringy.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you think more focus should be put on content that's accessible to free players? It's hard to get new players into the game when there's nothing they can do with them. Adding free content could seriously help keep the player count up. I think that the fear with doing free content that's good enough that members would also do it is that, like, if members are doing it, it's probably like good GP per hour or good XP per hour. And if those are the cases, then it's really good for bots.
True. Or another reason would be if it's good enough for free-to-play players, then maybe the members will feel less inclined to resubscribe.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, like, imagine if they made Winter Tot. Let's just say for whatever reason, just Winter Tot became free-to-play. Mm-hmm. Imagine the number of people you would see there.
Aren't there already bots there?
Yeah, there's already bots there. But like, imagine you go to a free-to-play world. It would be insane. Like, all the drops that Winter Tot offers would just become astronomically less.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, I'm all about adding new content for free players, though.
Exactly. If they could think of a way to do it to where they, like, you know, you're not adding in something that's just going to be abused by the free-to-play players, or not even the free-to-play players, but the free-to-play bots. Mm-hmm. I think it would be nice, but like...
Yeah,
we
only like member bots here.
Yeah, I only like member bots. Have you guys been to a free-to-play world recently at all?
No,
I'll go to one right now.
Ages.
I logged into my Iron Man once, like 2 weeks ago. That was about it.
I was playing around on my Iron Man, just like messing around in free to play. It is disgusting how many bots there are. Just like, I don't even know if I saw a real player running around.
Oh man.
Cause you're just looking around and you're like, you right click and you look at the names and it's like HGJK7771. And then you're like, I think that's a real player.
I think that's a real player.
Maybe they're just unoriginal.
Yeah. And he's running around with like a hatchet, and he's cutting the willow trees in Draenor Village, and you're like,
I bet he trims my armor though.
Or if you go to the GE, it's just like it's impossible to, because I feel like even in members world, sometimes it's difficult to have like a conversation with somebody in the GE in the public chat. It is literally impossible in a free to play world.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
just because of the amount of spamming.
It seems kind of hard for free-to-play players to actually meet people in the game, because like there's all these bots and like not actually that many real people.
Yeah,
true. A lot of times it's hard to meet people in game, especially like free to play. From my experience, a lot of free to play people have like malicious intent when they want to like try to scam you out of your stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Or like a member will go to free to play to scam free to play people.
Oh, no.
Because they're newer to the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know what they can do to get rid of it. I saw some funny like Reddit comment that the person suggested, obviously like it was a joke suggestion, but they were like, every 10 minutes you should have to answer a CAPTCHA.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine if you had to do that, like every 10 minutes you had to do a CAPTCHA. I mean,
as a free to play, I could understand that, but not as a member.
No, but
that would be unplayable.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of like a raid and you're having to answer a CAPTCHA.
No bots allowed.
Next question is actually from Hamavet. He said, if anything, I think there should be more low-level content, like 3 to 4 small quests, maybe with one as free-to-play, just small, not super lore-heavy content.
I think, yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, they already have a bunch of, like, kind of, like, what was it, like, Cook's Assistant. Like, come on.
I actually,
that's just hard. What do you mean?
I actually think there are a lot of because there's a lot of low level quests. There's a ton, but a lot of the low level quests don't give anything other than XP. So a lot of people don't really like think to do them. Like when you, I'm trying to like think of all the quests that I did, especially towards the end of me getting the quest cape. There were a bunch of random quests that gave me nothing but XP. Mm-hmm. That didn't mean anything for the lore. They were dumb. They took like 10 minutes. They didn't really require any high stats. And, you know, like I got XP or something like that out of it. And so I think
so. So you're telling me one small favor is trash?
That's like a perfect example of it, though. Like there are a ton of quests that are just like that don't do a whole lot. You don't get a whole lot out of them. And so nobody really thinks about them. So I think if we want like more quests added for low level players, they got to give like something like decent for the low level player.
I think that the lower level quests should be more educational than anything, like actually teaching the players about the game and like maybe a little bit about things that they should be doing next, just because of the vast amount of content. It's quite hard for them to know what to do next. So, like, if the small quests introduced new concepts to them so they understood stuff more in, like, an easy and fun way, that would be really cool.
Right. Mm-hmm. They've already kind of started doing that stuff. If you go and look, the X Marks the Spot quest, the free-to-play one, is legit a quest to teach people how to do clue scrolls. Which I thought
that's
that
how
was
they introduced the beginner clues that I have to do 600 of now to get all the emotes. Thanks.
But I think that's a good way to kind of get people to do that. Cause I remember back in the day, whenever I used to get clues, I had no like idea that you could even get good stuff from them. So I just never did them.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny is in my RS3 account, I two things. One, I never did a single clue, and two, I didn't even know what clues were. I didn't even know that clues existed when I played RS3. Until I played OSRS, I never knew that clues even were a thing that existed in the game.
Well, what do you think of them now?
Oh, I love them. I the only time I ever get irritated is if like I'm on clue step 5 and it's like especially like a master clue and I got like the 3 things that I have to do and it's like,
and all 3 of them are in the wilderness.
Yeah, all 3 of them are in the wilderness and it's like, great, I can't wait to be killed for my spade.
And they're all the ancient wizard trio.
Yeah. Oh, I got that one, the ancient wizard trio, right at you know, the very top right. Yeah,
the volcano.
Yep. I've gotten that twice. I hate it. Yeah, because like I'm, because you have to be wearing somewhat decent gear to like fight all three and not die. And then
we could just get away with black dehide, probably.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. It's like, you know, you can't be your usual self out there with like a spade and nothing on.
Yeah.
So it is annoying.
You know, the one ancient wizard trio that you have to do in the Arceus house area, there's like a way you can cheese it where you dig and then they spawn and then you go up the stairs and go back down the stairs and they're de-aggroed from you. So you can just fight one of them at a time while they're there.
My favorite spawn of them is at the Zaya Runecrafting. Over there at the Blood Runes. Have you gotten that one?
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten that three times. I like that one because people will start fucking cheering me on as I'm fighting the trio. You know, they'll be like, oh, I'm voting for the trio or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny.
Just
have you ever died to the trio?
The very first time, yes. The very first one, yes. Because like I was so used to the fights for clues being super easy. That I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll just do this, like, a bring joke gear. Like, I think I brought, like, 5 mantas and a whip and, like, no actual armor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got, like, 4 shot and I was like, oh, okay, I actually have to, like, prayer. Like, use my prayer and other stuff for this fight. So,
yeah.
Just a side note, I'm on world 302, so, like, the trading members world. And I'm in the Varrock Bank, and there's a guy actively trying to scam me, and I didn't even say anything. He just saw me with my agility cape on, and my Abbey dagger and my torture, and he's like actively trying to scam me.
What's he saying?
It's one of those things where it's like either a guy with 2 accounts or 2 people where they're like, oh my god, this guy just. He's doubling my money. That's nuts. It's crazy. He's like, look, and he trades me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, this is funny.
I think we can move out to closing out the show. We only got 1 iTunes review, which I actually already thanked. I'm going to say this is Ethan. I already thanked Ethan in the clan chat, but
@4N.
Ethan said the podcast we all need. I just recently started the podcast, so I missed out on all the breaks. The first one I picked out to try happened to be the best choice. Keep up the great work, guys. So that was nice of you.
Thanks, ET4N.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then you should join our Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out, chat with people about the show, raid with others. Get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. And you can please join our CC. It's been pretty active lately. It is OSRS Space Weekly. That's also my main account, so you can right-click, look up me, and see all the gains that I'm making. And you can ask us questions, and I always try to answer them. So I'll move on to Carl's fun fact.
Oh, wait. Before that, should we let people know that they can listen in on the podcast live?
Yeah. I don't normally post it anywhere, you know, that we record live. People kind of just like jump in and out. But you can jump into the Discord and listen live whenever we're recording. We usually record every Saturday afternoon EST time. So
nice.
Now, Carl, you want a fun fact?
Yeah. Okay. So if any of you know what, you know, this is kind of an old fact, but if you guys know what Monty Python is, you probably know where I'm going with this.
I kind of do.
Anyway, yeah, with the Prif Dennis update. They added in the Crystal Grail, which is a drop you can get from killing this rabbit. And I don't know what the chance of getting it is, but it's basically just a reference to Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So,
hell yeah.
That's it. It's not very fun, but that's what
I well, how do you get the rabbit?
Oh yeah, the fun facts aren't supposed to actually be fun. So I know the rabbit is like, it has a weird random spawn on one world, but I don't exactly know where it is. I know Neat's helmet has
gotten it.
If you're ever in the CC and you want to know, just ask him.
Yeah. And then Joe, and I'll let Vanilla have the last words, but Joe, you got anything you want to say?
Yeah, Vanilla for president.
Vanilla for Golden Gnome.
Golden Gnome.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Just thanks for like putting up with us for however long we've been doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had a super fun time. It's been awesome talking to you guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it looks like you brought over some people to listen to us right now.
That's cool. I've got my people. Hi guys.